Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Looking forward to Resurrection Sunday this coming April 9th at 10:30 a.m. at New Covenant Church. Want to invite you and your family and friends to join us. Our theme and my topic for this Sunday is Risen, Walking in Newness of Life. I want to reflect on what we call Palm Sunday. In John chapter 12, verse 12, we read, "The next day, a great multitude had come to the feast. When they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" That's the scripture from which we derive the tradition of palm branches as a part of the celebration of Jesus' entry. We also read in Luke chapter 19 that Jesus gave an instruction to his disciples. He said in verse 30 of Luke chapter 19, "Go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied," or a donkey, "on which no one had ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you loosing it?' thus you will say to him, 'Because the Lord has need of it.'" And we know from there that Jesus rode that donkey into the city. People laid their clothes down to form a red carpet, if you will. And then we have the palm branches waved. All that was a celebration of Jesus' entry. I believe the message of this great celebration is this: that Jesus rides on the faith of worshipers. Jesus Christ received the worship because he is the Son of God. He is very God. Think about this. What do you do? What do I do when my King comes in? And that story gives us the example of people breaking out in spontaneous worship. But I also think that the most important person in this story, besides Jesus, is whoever the person was who allowed Jesus to use his donkey. Because a donkey in that day was like a pickup truck. It was something important and valuable. And even the people who took the garments off and laid them down as Jesus and the donkey rode over them was a sacrifice. Waving the palm branches is certainly very dramatic. There's not much to snatching a palm branch off a tree and waving it. The real sacrifice is with the man or the woman, whoever it was, who allowed his donkey to be taken and used for this purpose. Jesus rides the faith of worshipers, and worship involves giving and serving. What is a sacrifice? Well, first of all, a sacrifice is not doing something that we don't want to do. A sacrifice is offering something costly and precious to yourself. So on the level of sacrifice, waving the palm branch was the least. Laying one's garments out to make a red carpet is a sacrifice. But the greatest sacrifice was someone allowing his donkey, his pickup truck, his possession, his transportation, his mode of transporting goods and things that are needed. But also I consider that in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, the prophet stated that your king is coming to you. He is just in having salvation, lowly, and riding on a donkey, the colt, the foal of a donkey. This person became a part of prophecy and fulfilled prophetic purpose. Even so, we today, as we do the word, are fulfilling God's greater purposes. So the message of Palm Sunday isn't about the palms. It's about what sacrifice do you make? What sacrifice have I made to show my faith and render my service to Christ? And as Jesus entered the city for the last time, he came to be offered up as our sacrifice, to take our sins away. And that brings us to Easter or Resurrection Sunday. Again, join us this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I believe that you'll be blessed and encouraged. And finally, let me encourage you to follow the link to the message from last Sunday, What to Do When Your King Comes In. Have a great day. God bless and be encouraged.